AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Sun Life sits 0.3% off its high, while diversified insurance breadth remains thin. Sun Life's 23-week active trend signal and 24.7% quarter keep the weekly setup constructive, but sub-average volume and a 42.8% fair value premium leave confirmation under scrutiny. Research brief. Sun Life Financial closed at $76.64 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 4.0%, and just below its 52-week high of $76.84. The stock is outperforming its diversified insurance group across 1, 4, and 12 weeks, with an active trend signal and positive market dynamics, though volume ran at only 0.9x the 13-week average, and the stock now trades well above both its trendline and fair value. Key points. 1. SLF gained 4.0% on the week, 7.6% over 4 weeks, and 24.7% over 12 weeks, leaving it in the top 1% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal remains active for a 23rd week, with price 18.0% above the $64.94 trend line. 3. Diversified insurance context is supportive for SLF, but not broad. Industry trend breadth is only 28.6%. Positive market dynamics breadth is 42.9%, and positive relative strength breadth is 21.4%. 4. Volume was 3.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 3.4 million, at 0.9x, so the latest push did not arrive with strong participation. 5. Fair value sits at $53.66, putting the stock 42.8% above that reference level, and raising the importance of follow-through near the high. Weekly tape and signal state. Sun Life Financial finished the latest week at $76.64, a 4.0% gain that put the stock only 0.3% below its 52-week high of $76.84. The move adds to a strong run. SLF is up 7.6% over 4 weeks, 24.7% over 12 weeks, 29.4% over 26 weeks, and 24.3% over the past year. The trend signal is active and has now been on for 23 consecutive weeks. Price is 18.0% above the $64.94 trend line, while trend breadth stands at 59.6%, or 31 active weeks, out of the last 52. That supports a continuation profile, but the close is already near the top of the yearly range, so the next phase needs either cleaner confirmation or a controlled pause. Sector and industry context. Within U.S. financial services, the weekly backdrop was broadly positive, with the sector averaging a 3.1% weekly return and 12.4% over 12 weeks. SLF's 4.0% week and 24.7% quarter, while its peer ranking sits in the 68.9th percentile across 1,015 U.S. financial services names. The industry comparison is more striking. U.S. insurance diversified averaged only 1.0% for the week, negative 0.7% over 4 weeks, and 5.4% over 12 weeks. SLF ranked third in the 14-stock group for the week, first over 4 weeks, and third over 12 weeks. The caveat is breadth. Only 28.6% of the industry has an active trend, 42.9% has positive market dynamics, and just 21.4% shows positive relative strength. So Sun Life is separating from a narrow group rather than being lifted by broad industry participation. Momentum, valuation, and volume. Momentum remains constructive. Market dynamics is positive at 1.21, and relative strength is 11.60 after a sharp 4-week improvement. The market dynamics state, however, is listed as no fresh buy, and the expectation reading is still undecided at 52.38%, which argues against treating the signal stack as fully confirmed. Volume is the main missing piece. The latest week traded 3.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 3.4 million, for a 0.9x ratio, though modestly above the 52-week average of 3.0 million at 1.1x. At the same time, SLF trades 42.8% above fair value of $53.66. Premium demand is visible, but the valuation gap means weaker volume or fading market dynamics near the high would matter more than usual. Risk is not showing a dominant stress cluster, but the setup is extended. 13-week volatility is 2.7%. close to the 52-week volatility level of 2.6%, while the past year has included 30 upside weeks and 21 downside weeks. Average up weeks have been 2.2% versus average down weeks of negative 2.0%, a constructive but not one-sided profile. The key watch points are whether SLF can hold its position near the 52-week high, whether the trend line remains comfortably below price, and whether market dynamics improves or fades from the current positive reading. A volume ratio above 1.5x would give stronger evidence that new participation is supporting the next move. Without that, the stock's distance above fair value and trend remains the primary risk to monitor. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.